The burger was grown by a research team led by Professor Mark Post of the Netherlands, Maastricht University. Austrian food critic Hani Rutzler tasted the $320,000 lab-made product.
I was expecting the texture to be more soft, and I know there's no fat in it, so I didn't really know how juicy it will be, but there's quite some intense taste. It's close to meat. It's not that juicy, but the consistency is perfect. I miss salt and pepper.
Scientists took stem cells from a dead cow and cultured them with nutrients and chemicals so that the cells could develop and multiply. The cells turned into strips of muscle were then combined to make a patty before being cooked. American food writer Josh Schoenwald reflects on the artificial beef burger.
The texture, the mouthfeel has a feel like meat. The absence is, I feel like the fat. You know, like it's a leanness to it. But the bite, you know, feels like a conventional hamburger.
An independent study has found lab-grown beef uses 45% less energy on average than farming cattle. It also produces 96% fewer greenhouse gas emissions and requires 99% less land. Scientists are hoping the new technology can help create a sustainable way of meeting what they say is a growing demand for meat, as well as helping protect the environment and animals. But as the lab product still tastes different from natural beef, there are questions on how people may change their eating habit. Professor Mark Post.
Well, so that's really a matter of how you market it, which is not my specialty, but the yuck factor may be sort of deconvoluted in a number of issues. One is just distrust towards any sort of lab or factory-made product, right, which potentially you can do this in your kitchen. You can grow your own meat. You have to know 8 weeks in advance what you want to eat. But if you are, you know, afraid of that part of the technology and of the put it into human hands, then you could do that, or any scale in between. So that comes with every new technology.
Critics argue promoting a healthier lifestyle of eating less meat would be an easier way to kill two birds with one stone. For CRI, I'm Tuyun in London.